Hi, it's Mac again, still on Friday the 20th of April, but later on in the day. A couple of things, basically one that just happened just 10 minutes ago. I was in a local store and there is a guy who's a shop assistant in there called Billy, and I've known Billy for years, and he's just a great guy. I don't know him person outside the store, I just know of him and I always have a little chat with him. He's that type of guy. So I asked him, I was looking for something, and he says it's down here, and then he said to me, did you hear about Alan? And now this really relates to comments or about that Stefano Slandi made the other day about life being too short, and I think amongst others I made my own comments on that. So, it turns out that Alan, who used to work in the store, but in the basically the gardening building section, he looked after that. He was manager in that. This guy was a lovely big guy, a gentleman. I actually had been out to his house a couple of times over the years to do little jobs for him. And that was through knowing him through the store, because he was similar to Billy. A lovely guy, friendly, cheery, just a great guy, and a great sense of wit. Very educated man, in fact. He was working in the wrong job. He was actually a qualified landscape gardener. And what happened, they opened a new Dobby's superstore a few miles from here, and I managed to get the position there of the gardener, or the gardening section manager. With this new Dobby's, it's a very large area, so he was overjoyed at getting this, because it then gave him the position that he really deserved, to be honest, instead of this menial task that he was getting in the local store here in our town. So, anyway, Billy says, have you seen Alan? And I says, I spoke to him last year when I met him through at Dobby's, when I was through looking for some stuff. He says, well, he actually took cancer of the throat in the autumn. But apparently he had been hiding symptoms from his company, because he just felt he dare not tell him how unwell he was feeling and the symptoms that he was having. It turned out it got so bad he couldn't hide it anymore. He had cancer of the throat, the gullet, and they had to do major operations on him. He had two series of chemotherapy, and then following the operation, which was a big success, as they said, that he then got hit with pneumonia. So, Billy says they reckon that he was actually gone, he'd actually died, but they managed to bring him round. He's now on recovery, and him and Billy used to love going fishing together, and Alan loved the fly fishing. So Billy had been out to see Alan at his home and spoke to his wife, and Alan's under the impression he's going to go back to work. He's going to get fit as quick as he possibly can and get back to his job. However, his wife says that according to the surgeons, he'll never work again. That he'll just never be able to take on a job again. And he actually won't be able to do fly fishing. He'll be able to do float fishing or something like that, but not fly fishing. So, it was a big shock to me, and I've asked Billy to pass on my wishes to Alan. I have no direct way of contacting him. I've long since lost his phone number and I never had an email address, but I know Billy will tell him, because we were good buddies when we did meet up in the store. Always had a good laugh, a bit of crack. And it just brings us back to what I was saying. Life's too short. This guy was 6 feet, I'd say 6 feet, 6 feet two. Very fit. A guy, I'd say, in his probably a little bit younger than me, I'd say, maybe in his late 50s. Very handsome guy. I mean, big mop of hair, and a really good looking guy. Had it all, in fact, you know, plus his nature and his attitude. His whole package was great. And everybody liked Alan. And there you go. His life's been devastated, his wife's life's been devastated. His future is devastated. And he's, in my mind, he's still a young man. And it's shocking. It's absolutely shocking just to hear people of that age group and suddenly being struck down. It's more and more common now. It's depressing, actually, when you hear so many things. And this is not an occasional occurrence. I mean, it just seems to be that you can hardly go a month, here anyway, but you hear of someone that you knew of, even though if they weren't a close friend, if they weren't a friend, but you knew of them, in their 40s and 50s and 60s, being struck down with all sorts of cancers and ailments and sudden heart attacks or strokes. So it does, to me, it just reiterates the fact that you have to try and do what you can while you've got the opportunity. This putting money by to you in your 70s to enjoy. No. That's all wrong. You don't know what's going to happen around the corner. I mean, we can't be spendthrifts, we know that, but God. And I'm quite sure Alan, being the type of guy who has been planning a lot of things for him and his wife, when he reached 65 and retired, if he retired at 65, because nowadays you can work on, and I think Alan would have been perfectly fit under normal circumstances to do the job. That type of job anyway. There you go. Another one literally bites the dust in a manner of speaking. And I'm shocked. I'm just absolutely shocked about it. And I feel what's the word I'm looking for? I feel a bit lost because there's no way for me to contact Alan directly. I can get his phone number off of Billy. I could ask Billy to give me his phone number and I could speak to him, but I'd rather go and see him. So I might do that. Yeah, that's probably what I will do. Phone calls are a bit distant, aren't they? A bit cold at times, no matter what your intentions are over the telephone line. I'll probably phone and say, look, is it okay? Can I come out and see you? See how you are, have a chat. And I'm sure he'd be happy to see me. He's that type of guy. So I went up the street, up the town, in pretty good mood after a good day. And I've come back down, and now I'm starting to think about, my life, my wife's life. And we just don't know what's around the corner, do we, really? Every moment's precious. She's got a real bad cold. I think she's giving me the sniffles now. You've probably picked it up on the past couple of audio booths. But that's nothing. But every moment's precious. And as you get older, every moment should be a damn sight more precious. And I'm going to do my utmost to get things sorted out with our lives and get away to where we really want to be and live the life we really want to live. Oh, I'm sorry if this sounds a bit despairing, but I am a bit shocked about this. Bye for now.